Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
What's up, guys? Woo-hoo! As you know, Bing is for doing, and tonight we are doing another episode of 90210 Season 5, Episode 6, called The Con. Carmella here with my boy, Bam.
What up, Bam Erickson.
And a big shout out to Nicolette. She couldn't be here tonight, but I think she'll be calling in
very soon, yeah.
All right, so let's kick it off. Let's start off with this situation with Naveed, Liam, and Silver.
And the professor. Okay, so I thought tonight's episode was a really great episode, and so it got to really dive into all of the main characters.
Yeah.
And so with this situation, I had already said last week that, you know, Naveed's a bum and he's a hater, and just the way he's going about this whole situation, like, he's mad, and he's like, we knew that he was going to release the video. We knew he was going to do that. But just the way that it was building up, like, why didn't he just go to Liam and say how he wanted to say, rather than just throw the rocks that he was, you know, that he was doing? Like, what did you think about what he was, what did you think?
I wanted to punch him in the face. Mm-hmm. He totally pissed me off. He's so jealous.
Yeah.
It's like insane, and it makes me so mad. He beats around the bush when he talks to Liam,
mm-hmm.
but he won't just be straight up. They're supposed to be BFF, and he won't even, like, be upfront with him about the situation.
Yeah, and just totally the way he's avoiding and asking questions and doing certain things, and he's becoming a real snake. But what's really interesting is he wants Silver, and so before they had the little competition, you know, to see who's going to get him. But I mean, Liam is totally over Silver. He's obviously, you know, involved with the professor at his school, and Silver is being encouraged by Liam for them two to get back together, and so he doesn't even know what's going on. So mm-hmm. it's like, if he just talk and let him know how he feels, this whole situation wouldn't happen. And so what he did was it was a trickle effect. So by him doing that, by him making all the comments that he did, then he goes and releases the video. And then once he finds out, when Silver said, hey, you know, it's because of Liam that, you know, makes me think about you in the high school days and, you know, all that other stuff. And then now he regrets. And then, of course, he can go back to where he submitted the video. And so the video is released. And in the midst of all this, now he causes problems with Liam and his new girlfriend, which I already think they got together way too quickly.
They for sure did.
Yeah.
Do you think Naveed would be happy with Silver again, though? Or do you... I think he... First of all, he's, like, the worst friend ever
mm-hmm.
to both of them. Like, I feel like he's being a huge backstabber. Do you think it's, like, the whole club situation is getting to him?
I think he's getting a big head is what it is. And as Silver said to him toward the end of the episode, is, you know, you are really... you know, you're living the life that you totally said that you didn't want to live, you know, with the porn stars, the girls and all this. Mm-hmm. Like, he's really feeling himself. And so he's not the Naveed that he used to be. He's tired of, like, being the whole nice guy. And so now he wants to, you know, be this popular person. It's almost like he wasn't the popular person in high school. And so now that he's had a hot, you know, he's had the whole little, the whole emerge of the club, he's feeling himself a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't really know how to handle it. And in the midst of all that, he doesn't know how to be loyal and true to his friends.
Yeah, I think he's totally changed into a completely different person. Yeah. And I don't like it. I don't like him anymore.
Yeah, I don't. Naveed, I said last week that, you know, I thought he was a bum. And so I thought he was a bum this time. Like, you don't do that to you don't do that to your boy.
No, you don't. You know? And how do you feel about Liam giving all of Naveed's money back at the end with the club?
That was, I mean, it was either that or get your ass beat. I mean, it was like, get a beat down. So he was like, you know what? I'm not going to get... And then Naveed was like, oh, you know, you can kick my ass and you can kick my ass live on. And then, like,
right? Dude, I was like, that will make him feel better.
Like, will that really make him feel better? And so I think he should have just shut his mouth and just leave him alone. And because of that stupid comment that he made, Naveed was like, you know what? Liam was like, I'm done. That's pretty much what happens with guys when you cross that line. It's like you don't really want to beat up somebody who's your best friend that you mm-hmm. love. And so the best thing to do is write them off. So he wrote the check. Wow. And we have a caller. Ooh. Who could it be? Let's see. Hello.
Hello.
What hey, up? Girl.
Tell everyone who
hey.
You are. Let everyone know who you are.
Everyone, it's your host Nicolette. I'm sorry I couldn't be there tonight, so I called in. I actually just finished watching the episode.
So what did you think? We're discussing the Naveed, Liam, Silver, and the Professor storyline, but right now we're on Liam and Naveed. What do you think? What did you think of that storyline?
Well, I mean, I just thought, first of all, I mean, tonight's episode was just outstanding. Mm-hmm. I really loved it. That whole situation with Naveed and Liam, I mean, I kind of sensed something like that was going to happen. I definitely feel like Naveed doing that was a little bit too much, considering that Silver is kind of going so far as, you know, I shouldn't have done this, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I feel like there's so many reasons to every story, and, you know, 90210 never gets to everybody's stories. Everybody just assumes everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely feel it was, it was bound to happen, mm-hmm. and it was all bad.
Yeah. And so what did you think about Silver? What did you think about Liam and the Professor's storyline? I personally thought she fell from way too quick. Like, you can tell that weeks have not passed by this episode, because you can tell because Dixon still has his parts on his designs on his left side on the left side of his hair. So therefore, you know that this is like the day after or a couple days after what happened last week. So for her to fall in love and want to do all what she's doing, I'm like, that's just way too fast.
Right. Oh, totally. I mean, it's just totally ridiculous. And now I'm watching actually the ending, you know, when she's walking through school mm-hmm. during this whole sex tape thing. I mean, you know, I feel bad for her, definitely. I think she's kind of overreacting. I mean, it is kind of crazy, though. A sex tape and you're a teacher, like, it is kind of messed up. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'd be freaking out, too. I feel really bad for her, to be honest.
What is, like... Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay.
What's, like, the age difference between Liam and the Professor supposed to be?
I don't think she's that much older. Like, if Liam is 21, 22, she's, like, 27, 28. Okay. So I still think they're the parameter of their ages.
It's doable.
I think it's totally doable. I just think that, you know, Liam warned her about coming to the convention. There's going to be a lot of people there, you know, and she even said that there were going to be college kids there, so that's not something that she wanted to do. But because, you know, she's whipped and she mm-hmm. got a little taste, she wanted to go. She hit her face with the mask, and so mm-hmm. then once that chicken head girl, his co-star, when they were doing the interview and she was like, when they were like, why are you guys together? And she, of course, she got jealous and she was like, no, he's with me. Like, you put yourself out there. You put yourself out there. And so now you have to be able to handle that. And I just think that she just did way too much.
Yeah. And Naveed took that way too far by even giving that disc
yeah.
to them to play.
Exactly. And do you guys think that she was right to end it with Liam?
I'm 50-50. She's embarrassed, so it's probably better that she leaves him alone and just tries to get her career back in line. So I can see that, but at the same time, just a day before, you really, really wanted to be with this guy. And so, like, where's your dedication to this relationship? You know, you knew he's a celebrity. He didn't do it. It happened. So you're just going to run that quickly, but yet you so like this guy. Where is your dedication to this relationship?
Yeah,
for sure. I mean,
she knew. I mean, and now she's saying, you know, oh, you live a crazy lifestyle. Well, you already knew that from the beginning. And I kind of got a feel that she was like a crazy psycho fan. That's what I kind of got from it, you know. But then after the whole situation happened, I didn't see it anymore. But at first I was like, oh, no, watch her like end up being like a psycho fan or something.
Yeah, that's a good point, because she did admit that she actually went and watched the movie by
solo
herself
on the opening night.
But again, I don't think she was a psycho fan. I just think she thought that, oh, you know, wow, this dude's hot. And she tried to use her guard to pretend as if she wasn't attracted to him. And then, of course, it got to the best of her.
Yeah, I think she's going to try and like play it cool, but they won't be able to resist each other.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Well, let's. Is there anything else that we want to say about the storyline or anything with Silver? I think we pretty much wrapped it.
Yeah, I think we covered it all.
Okay. And then so now let's go to the Adriana Dixon Taylor story. Now, Nicolette, are you going to stay on the line with us for the whole time, or did you just call for a couple minutes?
Excuse me, what did you say? Sorry.
I said, are you going to stay on with us for the whole show, or did you just call in?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I'll stay in for the whole show. I'm actually finishing with Max and Naomi, so you guys go ahead and say your thoughts, and I'll chime in.
Okay, perfect. So now let's go into Adriana Dixon and Taylor. So, what did you think?
Oh my God, I think she's way taking it overboard with Taylor. I think she needs to tell Dixon what's up, but I know that it's hard for her because of his situation. She doesn't want to hurt him, which is very understandable, but I feel like, I don't know that she still loves him. I don't know how I feel, because I don't know if Taylor is a side fling or if she really has feelings for him.
I think she likes him, and he's definitely a side fling, but there are... When she wants to, when she thinks that she's ready to let Dixon go, like when he got hurt, like you can tell she genuinely loves him and cares for him. Now, maybe she doesn't love him in that kind of way, but maybe it's like a special kind of love. But obviously when he was hurt, well, let's back up. So when they were having the conversation, Nicolette, we're going to mute you. And then whenever you're ready, just let us know. Okay. So now, going back to the storyline, when they were in the house and when they were having the conversation, you know, Dixon says, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I was going through a lot of pain, blah, blah, blah. And she was kind of like over it. She was like, okay, well, I need to go get some eggs or some milk or something. So she kept getting these quickies from Taylor.
Yeah.
But then once she found him passed out on the floor, you know, she was there by his side. And you know, that says a lot. Now, do you think she's doing it because she feels like she's obligated to do it? Or do you think she's doing it because she genuinely cares for him?
I mean, I think she genuinely does care for him. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's like in a boyfriend kind of way. Mm-hmm. They're best friends, BFF. And like, I feel like she is there for him because she feels like she has to be in the way that Annie would be there for him. Mm-hmm. I think she feels like more hot and heavy towards Taylor, though.
Right.
I can see them like getting into it.
You know what was really interesting is. Okay, Nicolette, what'd you say, Nicolette?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know if I was interrupting. Was I interrupting?
Oh, did you want to say something?
Yeah. I'm so wishy-washy about this situation because I was really starting to like Adriana and Taylor. I mean, I definitely stepped back once, you know, I heard Dixon's side. But, I mean, I don't know if Adriana is still really so into the whole relationship with Dixon. I mean, you know, we have Taylor who obviously does like her and wants to just be with her, and I respect him for not wanting to keep on doing what he was doing, you know?
Totally.
Right. Well, you know, Taylor's totally torn because, like, he likes Adriana, but now when you have Dixon coming to you as a friend telling you problems in their relationship, then that becomes difficult, and he's like, okay, this is getting too much, which is why he told Adriana, you either break up, I'm not doing this anymore, so either you're going to call it off, but there's no more little quickies. Like, he's
rightfully,
like, no, that's not,
though.
That's not. And so I thought he made the right decision by doing that.
100%. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just feel so bad because I feel like Adriana really wants to be with Taylor, and I kind of wanted her to be with him too, but I guess I wasn't really over her and Dixon either. I'm very torn from it. I really don't know how I feel about it because I was really kind of upset when they ended it. But at the same time, like, I feel like it was the right decision for her to stay with Dixon because, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sure she does still love Dixon a lot and they have a lot of history. And, you know, Taylor's something new and who knows if it would have really worked out. But, I mean, do you think they're done for good?
I don't think they're done for good, but it's also interesting because Dixon, in the beginning in season 4, he was the one that totally broke this thing off, and she was, you know, just left in torment. You know, he went off and left her when he went to tour. And so now the tides have turned. And so is Dixon getting what he deserves? You know, well, is Adriana, is she giving him a dose of his own medicine? I mean, it's going a lot of different ways. But what I thought was interesting was when Dixon and Adriana were having a conversation and he says, you know, I wanted to earn my second chance with you, because he knew that he messed up basically in season 4. But he said that when I knew that you loved me, when I woke up in the hospital the first time, and when I woke up, you were holding my hand. So that plays with I think that totally played with Adriana's mind and her conscience. Like, she knew, like, oh gosh, like, you know, just when she thought, like, okay, I don't think this is working, I'm going to find the time to break up with you. But then when your boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever, when they say something like that, you're like, oh man, I can't break up with you now. Yeah.
We've all been there. Uh-huh. We've all been there, especially when it's that time when you're just so done, and then they say something, you're like, shit, okay, not tonight, you know, not today.
Yeah, well, I don't know. What do you guys think as we wrap up on Adriana, Dixon, and Taylor? What do you guys think?
I think that, like I said, Adriana is hot and heavy for Taylor right now. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's going to be able to back off him. And I don't know that she... I think she's going to find the heart to... Mm-hmm. Dixon's going to find out one way or the other. I'm not sure if it will be from, you know, Taylor or Adriana, but he's definitely going to find out. And I don't know that... I mean, I don't know.
Nicolette, what do you think?
We'll see. Like, you know, you could see there was regret in Abe's eyes as he was telling her, you know, Dixon's a lucky guy, he should know, blah, blah, blah. You know, you could see in her eyes. So I hope to see more of her and Taylor trying to figure this out, and her and Dixon figuring out. And don't ever forget that Dixon has that one chick. I swear, she's going to pop up somewhere. I have not forgot about that. I'm waiting for that to pop up.
We'll
see what happens.
Well, you know what? I hope all of the super fans of 90210 goes to iTunes and make sure that they download, rate, and comment and subscribe to our iTunes AfterBuzz page so that we can finally get in the top 10. I'm very confident that you guys will continue to support us, not only on YouTube, but on iTunes. So if you just go to iTunes, it's really, really quick and easy. You download it. It's for free, okay? You download this for free, and you can leave a comment, you can rate, you can subscribe, and you can tell a friend. So you guys, make sure that you not only go to iTunes on AfterBuzz, but don't forget about the podcast. And the podcast, it organizes all of your subscriptions because, excuse me, being that we have over 50 shows for the fall lineup, there are a lot of shows that I know that you guys like. So when you download the podcast app, it organizes all of your subscriptions for all the different shows that we have here on AfterBuzz TV. So make sure you go to iTunes, all right?
Do it.
Okay, great. So up. Now... Annie, Colin, and Riley.
Ooh.
Ooh. Can I say something?
Yes.
I really, really, really like Annie and Riley together. I don't think it's cheesy at all. I think it's totally perfect. Annie is this quirky, dorky, like, cute girl, and like Riley just comes and saves the day, and I really love them together. Like, I mean, the whole situation with Colin, yeah, he's a freaking asshole, and I cannot believe he freaking did that. I mean, it was all coming. We all saw it. Obviously, they did it.
I didn't
totally messed up. Huh?
I didn't think it was coming so quickly. I mean, the bomb just dropped really
right?
quick. But you know, they do that on this 90210 show. So it happened really quickly. But it was, well, I have a bone to pick with Annie. I think she's such a blabbermouth because she went blabber to the professor. First of all, what are you doing at the college campus? You don't even go to school. Like, go somewhere else, mind your business. And then she goes to blab to the professor about Liam's business. And so she's just
right, like that's his teacher.
Yeah, right. So you don't like that was my beat. But aside from Annie being a big mouth, I thought this was a great storyline. And basically what happens with this is Colin steals the idea for the Eternal Conflict, the game, and he was able to get that through Naomi's phone when he asked to get her phone to track Alex GPS. And so, but what I thought was interesting about that whole thing is when it all hit the fan and he did the presentation, it was Annie who went to confront him. But it's like, that was the wackest confrontation.
Right?
Like, why didn't
she slap him.
Why didn't she kick him in, excuse my term, and I'm a guy, so I never should say this, but why didn't she kick him in the balls?
Right? I wish Riley was here this week so I could give him a high five for that. He totally punched him in the nuts. That was hilarious.
Yeah, she totally just slapped him or something. Like, she obviously needs to work on getting, like, more mean
Annie,
there are some certain stances where you need to stand up for yourself and slap a man if you need to. Not that, you know, you do it often, just when they're really, really, really rude. I just want to point out, though, the conversation at 3 in the morning with the teacher and Annie, like, what the heck?
Yeah.
She's just chilling there grading papers at 3 a.m. and she's just gathering energy drinks from the vending machine at 3 a.m.
From the school that she goes to, right?
It's the only thing that's open at 3 a.m. apparently in Los Angeles.
What did you guys think about how in the beginning of the episode, how Annie, she said, I have a past history of dating the wrong guys. And so I know that Colin is the right guy. And so I'm not going to mess this up.
She apparently is a bad judge of character and guys that she dates.
She should have just saved her breath with that one.
she really should have. But, you know, in the end with this whole storyline is Annie thought that Colin was the right guy. Wrong. She admitted to Riley that he was hot. But do you really think that Annie liked Riley in that way, or did she kind of think, oh, you know, he's cute? But you know how sometimes when you think there's someone that you like, and you're like, oh yeah, you know, she's hot, he's hot, or whatever, blah blah blah, but you don't really think of it any further than that. I kind of feel that's how Annie felt, and it was not until after she realized that Colin was a bum that it was like, oh wait, okay, well, he is hot, well, you know, I might as well.
I could sort of sense a little something from like their first meeting. I think when at that rehab center, when they first met, he was like giving her a little trouble right then and there, and I could sense like a little situation forming. I think it was coming all along. What about you?
To me, it was hard for me to tell if Annie was really into it. I mean, obviously someone can grow on you, even if it's a pain in the ass or if it's someone who's cute but you just don't know. I mean, I feel like she was hesitant all along, but I definitely feel there was always something in the back of her head. She didn't show it as much, I don't think. I mean, there was times where she would show it, but it wasn't fully committed. But I feel like, you know, she realized, okay, Colin is an asshole, and then she kind of put all these things together, and it just made her just be like, you know what, I really do like Riley. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he's, like, totally sticking up for her to him, and he's trying to, like, point that out. And not for his own selfish ways, because he likes her, but because he legitimately is a horrible, terrible person.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anything else that you guys want to say on Annie, Colin, and Riley?
I just want to give a shout out to Adrian. He's been tweeting us. He's watching us out there.
I just got that too.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Watchtower Bay says, he says, being legend so far, guys. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. But moving on to Naomi, Max, and Alec.
So I know you have a lot to say, Nicholas, so let it out.
I did not see this one coming. Now, I mean, I feel like this is just a hot mess. Okay, I mean, especially the ending, you know. I mean, it was definitely the right thing to do for Max to pick Naomi, of course. It's just, I'm just so torn with this whole situation because I didn't want this to happen, but Alec was asking for it. I mean, he was just crazy, you know? But it's like, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Ladies first, go ahead, and then I'll...
Oh my gosh, I am torn between the situation too because Alec is Max's best friend. Naomi is Max's wife. And so obviously I feel like he would choose his wife because that's like a marriage situation over a best friend. But, and it makes me so angry because Naomi was really trying to make it work, I feel like. And he just, I don't know why he wasn't having anything to do with her, why he, like, wanted her to send her away so badly. I'm still waiting to hear why he, you know, hates her so much and why he doesn't want Max to be happy with anybody. I don't understand. But I just want to point out that Naomi is such a good wife.
Ugh.
She is such a good wife to him. She really is. She set up the whole Hacker Fest situation.
Because she needs to make herself look good because, you remember, he covered for her.
She really wants to help.
But remember, Naomi, when they were having the meeting, Alec covered for Naomi. I forgot why he covered for her, but he covered for her because it was something that Naomi did. Oh, gosh, I'm blanking out. But do you guys remember when Alec covered and Naomi was like, why did you cover for me?
Yes, because it was for the pop-up. Remember, he was like, oh, I think it was me at the phone, my phone at the pop-up. And she was like, no, like, about the distraction.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay, but I'm gonna play devil's advocate. I don't think that Naomi loves Max as much as she claims. And the reason I say that is because when they were dressing the costumes, well, when they was dressing the costumes on the way to Vegas, Max says, I love you. And Naomi says, I know. And I thought about it. Naomi has never told Max during season 5 that she loves him.
Really?
Yes, really.
I thought that was just her being playful with him.
Well, I decided to just go a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
I'm actually on Team Alec this time around.
Really?
I am. And you know, I am. I'm on Team Alec because... Again, this whole thing happened. This is Naomi's fault. This is Naomi's fault because she invited that boy over to the house. He got the phone. He did the GPS. Then she invited him again to the big slumber party where they was, you know, trying to come up with the idea. Right. He's there. He took it. So this is all her fault. This is all Naomi's fault.
Yeah, she didn't know.
So what? Who cares? It's still her fault. And then on top of that, when Big Mouth Annie was ready to blab and say, well, then Naomi, of course, wants to cover her tracks. So right now she knew she had the upper hand and that this was her perfect way to get Alec. But Naomi, she's the screw up. And for some reason, I don't know, maybe I'm high or something tonight, which I'm really not. But I don't know why I'm on Team Alec. This is Naomi's fault. That's just what I think. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, logistically, it is her fault. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Nicola. Yeah,
and I mean, I agree with TBM. I mean, it's definitely her fault. I do see how she cares. I mean, when she came out with that costume, it reminded me of when she was Avatar.
Yeah, I thought so too,
that
yeah.
That was the moment when she really loved Max. You know, she dressed up as an Avatar. That was just one of my favorite episodes as well.
Yeah, but, for sure.
You know, right there you could tell. I mean, I definitely... feel for Alec. I mean, especially when he came in, he was like, you know what, there's something still we could do. I feel like, you know, he could have been like, okay, let's do it, let's really try to work together. But Naomi was not having it. I think she just wanted to have her way, and that was really the only way she was going to be able to have it, and she did it, and that's Naomi trying to figure out her way.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
And so
and you're right, and I agree with you. I do feel bad for Alec a lot, But at the same time, you know, he shouldn't have started it all along. It's just both of their faults. And it's just a hot mess to me. And it's just so stressful.
Do you think that it was right of her to give Max the ultimatum? Or do you think that was, like, taking it too far?
That's what a wife or husband should do when it gets to that point. And now I'm going to flip-flop. I'm going to go Team Naomi just for a quick two seconds. As the wife, I mean, come on. Like, they're newlyweds. Like, there should be no reason why she should be playing these games. Like, she should have got him out of there a long time ago. Like, look, it's me or him. You know, you make it work. Rather than, because I think Max should not have made the two of them work together. I think as a man, I think he should have stepped in and says, look, this is my wife. I need you to respect my wife. And you may not like her, but she's going to be around. And I thought that he could have handled it differently as a man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better for the sake of drama for the two of them to get, to not get along. Mm-hmm. But I don't think this is over because when he asked, well, are you firing me? He was like, you know, no, I can't fire you, but I want you to resign. He was like, well, I want, you know, you're going to have to buy me out. And he was like, well, I married Will. But I'm still not convinced that this story is over with Alec.
I don't think it is either.
No, it's definitely not. Definitely not.
There was one scene when Naomi and them were having when she said, you know, it's either him or me. In that particular scene, I don't know, why did they have Alec had on like way too much like Vaseline on his lips? I don't know. That's just like, I don't know. Sorry.
I didn't notice that.
I saw that too. I was like, okay, he's kind of coming out of that character that we've been talking about.
Right. I was like, are they kind of glossing him up or has he been like eating on a pork chop or something?
My God. Damn. How did you? Because I was thinking that the entire time I was watching him on the screen. I'm like, dang, his lips are looking really glossy. Like,
glossy.
They're looking extra big too and extra pouty. I don't understand. Like, that is so hilarious.
Yeah, I thought that too. So that's a little side note. But, you know.
That is so funny. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice that.
Okay, so you guys have anything else before we go into predictions?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, that was good. That was a good recap.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Okay, ladies first.
Nicolette, take it away.
I actually was not able to see the prediction. I will actually go to the page right now myself, so why don't you two start while I check it out.
Mm-hmm. All right. In the preview for next week, Adriana mm-hmm. opens for Neo, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I wonder how she got that gig.
It's 90210.
Do you think, what's his name, manager guy?
I don't know how she got it, but I don't know, maybe. But what I think is interesting is now we're gonna see Adriana start to emerge. You know, it was Dixon who was hot and things, and so now she's raising the bar. So like he did his little DJ set, he did his little song, but now she's with Neo, and so I'm wondering, is that gonna cause problems now that he has the spinal injury. Will he regret that? Will he be upset? Like, will he truly be happy for her newfound success to open up for Neo?
I think you just nailed that one right on the head. Mm-hmm. I feel like that will be like the breaking point for them.
Yeah.
When he sees her going so far.
Yeah.
And he is unable to like do it with her because they were originally supposed to be together.
They were supposed to do a duet together.
Yeah. I mean, I think that will probably cause an argument and make them. You know.
Who's doing a video together?
Neo. Adriana is going to open up for Neo is what we saw in the predictions for next week.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And so I was saying that, you know, last season, Dixon was the one who was on the rise. And so now it's Adriana's turn. So will this cause tension, you know, being that he just had a spinal injury and that he's in hospital? You know, will he start to feel a certain way now that Adriana is on the move up?
I think
Oh, my gosh. Go on.
No, mm-hmm. I was just saying, I think so. What do you think about it?
Well, this is just crazy because I'm watching the predictions right now. I mean, Naomi and this new girl, are they about to fight?
Yeah.
I mean, we see Liam getting with the paparazzi, which I could, you know, I kind of see this going bad, if you think about it. All of this fame, all of that stuff with the sex tape, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally, Liam's angry because people are going to be coming after him because of the sex tape. So that's an easy prediction, of course. And then the new girl, is that Max's new secretary? You know, who is she?
Exactly. Is that the new business partner?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Well, we will find out. So you can wrap it.
All right. Well, thank you guys for watching so much. And join us next week for 90210. And my name is Carmela Mandela. Thanks for watching.
And you can follow me at Bam Erickson. You can follow, give your Twitter.
At Carmela Mandela.
Nicolette, give yours.
Guys.
Nicolette, give yours real quick.
And you guys know you can follow me at Nicolette Gaona on Twitter. It was such a pleasure. And I'll see you guys next week.
All right. So thank you guys for watching.
Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.